Is Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court in trouble? Kavanaugh is pushing back against allegations from Christine Blasey Ford, a California professor who went public yesterday, saying she was at a party when both she and Kavanaugh were in high school and that Kavanaugh was drunk and sexually assaulted her. Here's Kavanaugh's full statement this morning. This is a completely false allegation. I have never done anything like what the accuser describes to her or to anyone. Because this never happened, I had no idea who was making this accusation until she identified herself yesterday. I am willing to talk to the Senate Judiciary Committee in any way the committee deems appropriate to refute this false allegation from 36 years ago and defend my integrity. Well, joining us now is Republican strategist Alice Stewart. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jeremy. Great to be with you.
Good to have you. And the Senate Judiciary Committee was supposed to vote on Kavanaugh's confirmation this Thursday. At this point, do you think that will still happen?
Jeremy, it's becoming less and less likely that that will happen. And in my view, I think we do need a very thorough vetting of all of this that's out there. And keep in mind, Judge Kavanaugh has, throughout his career, been vetted by the FBI six times throughout his career, and no such allegation came forth. He has undergone 4 days of testimony before the Judicial Committee. He has met with 65 senators, met privately with Senator Feinstein on more than one occasion, and this issue never came up. And I think it's important for him to be able to answer these questions, but just as importantly, if not more importantly, I think we need to make sure that this woman be heard, Ms. Ford. I believe she has a voice, and we need to respect her and her story and let her get all of the information out there that she's comfortable with at her timeline. And while I have been supportive of Judge Kavanaugh and I continue to be supportive of him, I think the likelihood of a markup and vote on this, I would like to see it happen, but more importantly, for the sake of our country in a lifetime judicial appointment, we need to get all of the facts on the table. We need to fully vet this story before we move forward with any nomination.
Well, on the issue of why this is just coming out now, here's Blasey Ford's attorney, Lisa Banks, on Morning Edition today talking about why her client didn't come out with her story sooner.
It was something that she struggled with mightily. She was weighing her desire and her belief that she had a civic duty to provide this information to those making the decision about Brett Kavanaugh with, frankly, her fear about coming forward.
Now, Alice, some Republicans are saying that Blasey Ford and Democrats are trying to Anita Kavanaugh. They're talking about Anita Hill and her testimony in 1991 that she was sexually harassed by now Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. What do you think of that?
This is a different time than it was back then when Justice Thomas was going through his nomination process, because at that time, it wasn't the Me Too movement, and there wasn't as much attention and, in my view, respect for women that had these stories that needed to come forth. And maybe it might be safe to say that there wasn't a precedent set back at that time for an open discussion on this. Now we know in the Me Too movement, we need to make sure these women have a voice. And you can put you can say that they are Anita Hilling this confirmation process, but we're in a Me Too movement and these women deserve a voice. But that being said, there are a lot of people that support Judge Kavanaugh that are going to continue to support him. In my view, I can support the Me Too movement. I support Ms. Ford, and I cannot imagine the pain that she has gone through over these years and holding this in. But there are a lot of people that are continuing to support Judge Kavanaugh. The Judicial Crisis Network is going all in on this. They'll be announcing later today that they're putting out a $1.5 million ad buy to continue to advocate for Judge Kavanaugh, and putting out in one TV spot a woman that has known him for 35 years, went to Yale undergrad with him,
right,
who will attest to his character. So they are all in on support of Judge Kavanaugh.
Well, Alice, if it does turn out that this did happen, as it is described by Blasey Ford, would you still support Kavanaugh?
There are two prongs to that. One, I would have certainly be very disappointed that this happened and it shouldn't happen. But I think, Jeremy, more than the fact that this happened, which is bad, the fact that he made such an unequivocal denial of this, in my view, it would be completely the wrong thing to do to promote someone after making such an unequivocal denial of this, and then come to find out there may be a shred of truth to it. Right. But that being said, we don't know until we get all the information out there.
Just real quick, 30 seconds here, but does this put the White House in a difficult position because of the allegations against President Trump?
The White House is doing anything and everything they can to keep this in its own position, its own spot. And they've been very careful, and the president has been careful not to weigh in on this. Clearly, the Judicial Committee needs to let so-called justice run its course. And the president has been, in my view, right to not weigh in on this personally. Because, yes, he does have a history in this department, and he doesn't have a whole lot of room to talk.
That's Alice Stewart, a Republican political strategist. Alice, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.